You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The constant barrage of news about climate change, drinking water contamination, pollution in the Great Lakes, it can feel overwhelming. If you care, it's hard to know what to do or where to start. That's where Stateside's new series comes in. We're featuring ordinary people who identified a problem, no matter how big or small, and they chose to act. These are the people in your neighborhood working to make Michigan a greener place, and we're calling them the Climate Crew. This time we're looking at the 22 million pounds of plastic that end up every year in the Great Lakes. And that's where Jackson Regler and his clothing line comes in. Jackson is with us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me. Great to be on.
Tell us about your clothing line.
So I own an apparel company called Ashki, which means fresh in Native American Ojibwa. And we repurpose plastic waste from the Great Lakes and around the U.S. and make it into recycled polyester, which is then produced into all of our clothing. And I launched this in the last month or so. Ashki's actually been around for around 2 years. I founded it 2 years ago kind of in recognition of the threats I was seeing to the Great Lakes watershed. And since then, we've kind of pivoted into repurposing plastic waste. When I did a lot of research this coming year as a student at the University of Michigan, I just finished my freshman year, and I did a lot of research on, you know, repurposing plastic waste, and I thought it would be a good way to pivot my company into redesigning my supply chain. And so I worked on that diligently over my first year at the University of Michigan, and it's been a great response thus far.
So you are going into your sophomore year at the University of Michigan. You are not a New York fashion designer. You're not a material science engineer. You started Ashki when you were in high school. What got you to step up and get involved in environmental issues?
So, you know, growing up really close to Pier Marquette, Lake Michigan, right on the shores in the small beach town Muskegon, the Great Lakes have always been something I'm super passionate about. And so I did actually an internship at the Annis Water Research Center as a freshman at Michigan. And we really studied like threats to the Great Lakes watershed. And I think what really pushed me over the edge was you have all these, you know, looming threats of Asian carp and the Line 5 pipeline and all these issues. And the administration in office 2016 put a $300 million budget cut to Great Lakes funding and proposal. And so, you know, when you see that the importance of the Great Lakes to our community and really to the world altogether, I mean, you have to act. And so,
and as well as addressing this problem of plastic waste in the Great Lakes, you were also concerned with the issue of fast fashion. What is that? Why is that a problem?
Absolutely. So that's something I really studied over the last year especially. And so there's the issue of people just, you know, buying cheap garments in, you know, every single different color and every single different style because people want the cheapest and the most variety that they can have. And so a statistic that really popped out to me was I think since 2000, people have bought like twice as much clothing but have kept each garment half as long. And so if you look at, you know, all industries since 2000, I think you think of things getting a lot better environmentally. And in fact, the fashion industry has gotten worse. And so when you look at industries in recent times becoming much worse, especially since 2000, because I feel like our eyes have been open to issues of, you know, plastic waste and becoming sustainable and climate change and all of those environmental kind of issues have, I think, been brought to our attention in this generation more than any other previously. And so when I saw that the fashion industry was getting worse, it's like, you know, we have to act up, you know, someone has to do something. And so it really comes down to making sustainable garments that are going to last a long time, durable garments that are going to, you know, hold up through whatever you're doing. And that was kind of what was in mind when redesigning our supply chain this last year.
What is your ultimate goal? Where do you want to take this clothing line? What would success look like to you?
I think I really want to push the boundaries of reusing plastic waste in innovative ways that no other apparel company has done. So, you know, I want to be making shirts that are going to last 20, 30 years, making garments that are going to undeniably last a very long time. And, as well as I think, you know, just really helping the overall industry move forward and moving the fashion industry overall towards a place where we're thinking smart, thinking sustainably about, you know, what kind of designs we're doing, how often the turnover is, and, you know, how durably and well-made each garment is.
What do you think, as someone who's doing it, is the best way to get people to do something, anything, to become involved in environmental issues?
You know, it's a tough thing because you have people of all different sorts of beliefs who are shaped kind of by their own experiences throughout their lifetime. So, you know, some people are, you know, believing in the environmental really crisis that we have in front of us, and some people aren't. And so when you're trying to get as many people active as possible, I think it really comes down to giving them science. People, I think overall as a generation, we believe in, you know, science. And so when you give them statistics that are point blank true, such as, for instance, the fast fashion issue of, you know, we're making twice as many garments, but we're keeping each garment half as long. It doesn't take a big political or ideological debate to put those facts in front of someone. And so I think when it comes down to getting people active, it's not about personal beliefs or politics. It's literally just, you know, you got to put the stats in front of them, you know, just point blank doing the facts. It's not about your personal beliefs. It's not about, you know, which side you're on in the political spectrum. It's about we need to do something because we're ruining the planet. So I think that's the best way to approach it and getting as many people as involved as possible.
Jackson Rigler, using recycled plastic in his clothing line, Oshke. Thanks so much for talking with us, Jackson.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we know there are many others like Jackson out there. We just don't know about them. So we need your help. If you know of anyone out there working to make their part of Michigan a greener place, please let us know. To nominate someone, you can send us an email with some helpful information. Send it to stateside@michiganradio.org and put Climate Crew in the subject line. That's stateside@michiganradio.org.